Hello, and welcome to episode 16 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcast.
Hi, it's Phyllis Michalaitis. Welcome back to our weekly podcast. Today, I'm eager to talk to you about focusing your attention like a champion. I've been working on leadership training in the daytime and following the Olympic trials in the evening. I've noticed some similarities between the two activities, and I wanted to share my insights with you. My friend Faye Kidierov is a coach for Olympic ice skaters. She told me of the importance of focus when learning a new skill and when performing under pressure like the Olympians do. Focus can make the difference between winning and losing. Many people in sports call it being in the zone. This is especially evident when they're in events like the Olympics or in the final moments of a critical game. In sports, you often see the defensive players and the fans try to break the focus of players on the offensive team. At critical moments like plays in the final 2 minutes of a football game or the opportunity for a winning foul shot in basketball, the fans and the defensive team will scream as loud as possible and make lots of distracting motions. The key to success there is maintaining focus. The same is true in business. Distraction can seriously impact your productivity. Time management is not the issue. The ability to concentrate and not allow distractions is the key to increased productivity and success. In today's world of email, texting, open cubicles, and coworker interruptions, it's easy and natural to get distracted. We open an email and we see an interesting pop-up, so we follow it. We see a coworker pass by and we want to make lunch arrangements. Or we have a thought and we want to send a quick text to someone. Music in the background, a clock ticking, 1,000 things can cause distraction. So what can you do to increase your productivity and your success rate? Well, here are some tips for you. First, look at the big picture. Like the Olympic athletes whose goal is a gold medal, or the conductor of an orchestra whose goal is coordinating all the instruments for a beautiful symphony, focus first on the big picture. It's important to see the endpoint vision and the integration and importance of each piece. Star performers have excellent pattern recognition and see the big picture. They can then prioritize the pieces in terms of importance and work on the biggest and most important elements first. Setting goals, listing tasks, and assigning priorities are critical to your success. Darren Hardy of Success Magazine and Stephen Covey both have recommended that you work in 60 to 90 minute chunks. Taking a break after that time will allow you to refresh yourself and refocus. Both of them also recommend that you do the biggest and most important task first. We all have a tendency to do the small things to get them out of the way and give us a sense of accomplishment. But these experts have found that it's less productive as a process, and you often do things that can be delegated or even become no longer necessary. Putting first things first is not only a discipline, it's also a character ethic. It's part of being proactive in your personal growth and personal management. Many of us are entrepreneurs and therefore self-leaders. As a self-leader, you decide what's most important to do, and as a self-manager, you keep your commitment to yourself to get it completed. Next, I suggest keeping a journal or a log of your activities, noting the times you were distracted and for how long you were distracted. I had a project in which I had to log my hours, noting what task I performed and for how long. So I decided to try this myself, and I found it very interesting. In just 2 to 3 weeks, you can have a good picture of where you were getting distracted and just how much valuable time and productivity you lost. One way to help you keep your personal commitment to yourself is to review your journal or log and list the types of distractions. Some distractions can be removed temporarily, while others can be permanently removed. For example, you can turn your cell phone off while working on a top priority. Now, I realize that you may be waiting for an urgent call from a client, so you can turn your phone to vibrate and ignore all calls except those from that critical client. You can close the door to your office and put a note on it that you're not available until a certain time. Remove items like loud ticking clocks and music if it's distracting. Also, clearing your desk can be very helpful in clearing your mind. Next, look at your list. Did you waste time on Facebook, ads on Google searches, or other social media? Awareness will help you eliminate them, especially if you had to write them down for 2 or 3 weeks. Let me relate this back to the athletes for a moment. I read the book Relentless by Tim Grover. He's the coach to Kobe Bryant. In it, he tells how Kobe often went in the very wee hours of the morning, such as 4 a.m., to practice over and over and over again his free throw shots. There were no fans, no music, no distractions, only Kobe and his coach. I know the same is true of the Olympic ice skaters. In the early days of my sales career, I sold temporary help services near the University of Delaware. I could often get the ice skaters booked at odd hours as they practiced their skating starting at 5 a.m. And others practiced late at night. They liked the empty expanse of rink at the university. The quiet of these hours allowed them to focus uninterrupted, and they were more productive than they would have ever been when the rink had other skaters.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
Champions in every area know the benefits of consistency. It's an endless circle. If you practice good habits and make good choices every day, then you'll grow in character and become more valuable. As a valuable person, you'll attract more and better opportunities. This results in bigger rewards. So that's why people like Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, and Allie Reisman don't skip their practices. They practice every day with focused intent on improving their skills and winning at their sport. Just like the athletes, people like Darren Hardy, John Assaroff, and other business leaders consistently work on staying focused and completing the most important things first. These people also understand the power of saying no. Staying focused and within the boundaries of the current task requires self-discipline. Other people will attempt to destroy your focus. They'll stop by your office for a chat, ask you to join them for a cup of coffee, or ask you to perform a quick favor. Brian Tracy says, eat the frog first. He means tackle the biggest, toughest job first. To do this, he suggests putting a sign on your door or the outer post of your cubicle if you have to. He says people will get used to it and respect your time. Learn to say no to things that aren't helping you achieve your goals. Give yourself a mental pep talk and reward yourself for sticking to your priorities. If you get distracted today, don't punish yourself, but remind yourself of the rewards for staying focused and to set the goal to do better tomorrow. Unfinished business can be a real distraction. Have you put aside things to do because you didn't like to do them? Or have you started something and got bored with it? Perhaps you've started to read a novel or an article and then you've fallen asleep. You may have even woken up during the night to review unfinished work projects. Your brain likes neatness and the security of knowing a task has been completed. If something's incomplete, we can find ourselves thinking about it over and over again. This is partly to ensure we don't forget to complete it. If you have lots of unfinished business, it can create stress and a distraction for you. Research has been done on the subject, and the phenomenon is called the Zeigarnik effect, based on a paper published by the scientist first documenting the effect. Bluma Zeigarnik found that we remember unfinished tasks up to 90% more than finished ones. This can be good or bad. It can help you with creativity and productivity, but it can also have you multitasking and have a negative impact on your focus and peace of mind. So it's a good reminder to review your to-do list at the end of each day and create a new list for tomorrow. This habit will keep you from slipping back and reviewing unfinished business over and over. Another tip in this area is to list all your unfinished business and determine if they're still necessary. Then cross off all the unnecessary and completed tasks. Your brain will like the tidiness and security, and you'll be better able to focus. Let me share one last thing that I learned about staying in the present moment. If you're thinking about something from the past, or you're worrying about something in the future, you're missing opportunities for success in the present moment. The great coaches that I've studied with all recommend a practice learned from the yogis in Eastern cultures to regain your focus. I've tried it, and it really works almost anywhere. Your body follows your mind, and your mind follows your breath. So, to bring your focus back in the present and your current task, sit up straight in a comfortable position. Close your eyes and take a deep breath, expanding your rib cage and abdomen. Try to take as many counts as you can, up to 5. Now hold your breath for 20 counts and concentrate on how your body feels. Exhale slowly through your nose. Push out all of the air and focus only on your breath. If a thought comes into your mind, let it pass by. Do not act upon it. Think about your breath. If you lose focus, regain it by refocusing on your breath. Clearing your mind and focusing on your breath will allow you to regain focus on the task at hand with a clear head. Practicing this skill is very helpful, especially when time is tight and deadlines are looming. To gain greater focus, you can add meditation in the morning to start your day with a clear focus. Remember, there's no magic trick to success. It's just a matter of learning to prioritize and staying focused. Well, that wraps up our podcast for today. Thanks so much to my producer and audio engineer, John Schweitzer, for his great work with me on today's podcast. Join me next week when I'll share more hints and tips. I appreciate your feedback, so send me your questions or comments and make a suggestion for a topic to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. Visit our website at www.salestrainingsolutions.com. There are resources for you available under freebies. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook on storytelling, The Secret to Sales Success. The link is on our website next to the podcast and blog posts. Watch for our free mini course on sales and storytelling for business. They're absolutely free and filled with tools, tips, and resources to help you achieve your personal best. Well, that's all for today. Bye-bye till next time.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.